Joe, and oh my goodness, I am so excited about my guest. First of all, my co-host is my filmmaker, Lefty. Lefty, thanks for stopping by, and we're just going to have a fun conversation with Stephen McBee Jr. Stephen, thanks for stopping by, man. We're going to talk about the McBee dynasty, real American cowboys. How are you, Stephen? And it's got to feel great, this show, right? To really show what a real American cowboy is, right?
I'm doing well, and the feedback from the show has been awesome. It's been surreal to experience how many people are enjoying what takes place out here in the middle of nowhere.
And you're not new to reality television, are you?
No, I was on a dating show, and so I had some experience before this.
Okay. Lefty, question you have for Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, what is what's it like kind of going from show to show, considering that, you know, everybody has like different expectations of what to produce and put together. How are those changes for you?
The first show was completely out of my comfort zone. I mean, it was down outside of Atlanta. I was with a bunch of strangers. I was by myself. And the format of the show required a lot more of staging setup. Whereas this show, it was just my everyday life with my family around my businesses, and the cameras were more of just flies on the wall and just following us around. So this new show was so much more comfortable, so much more authentic and real because of the format. And really, it was just our day-to-day life, how we go about living our lives anyways. And there was just cameras there following us.
Did you really want it to be more real than some reality shows are? I'm sure.
Yeah, we're really, really proud of that. And one of the big things we said is, if we're going to do a reality show, we want to tell our story the way that it's truly conveyed and who we actually are as people. We understand we're not perfect by any means. We're very flawed, but we want to showcase the good, the bad, the great times in farming, and also the very stressful and pressure-filled times in farming and ranching. And I'm very proud to say that that was one of the best parts of this show, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, go ahead, Lefty.
Yeah, would you say that you favor more of the raw, authentic, just kind of let you do what you do, versus the fact that some reality TV does have scripted portions of the show or shows?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because none of us on reality TV are paid actors. So if we're doing something scripted or fake, the audience is going to know and feel that. And I think that's what makes this show and has made it such a hit over the last week, and why America has really fallen in love with it, is because we're just out there living our lives how we would anyways. There's nothing fake or scripted. And yes, there's a bunch of moments where we all have some regrettable decisions or say some stupid things, but it makes us more relatable because none of us are perfect, right? So being able to showcase that, we don't act like we're on some pedestal whenever we're on the show. We're just farmers and ranchers from the middle of nowhere, Missouri, and our lives are just being filmed. Other than that, there's not a thing about it that's changed.
Define a real cowboy. Okay, because I had Marty Cove on that's doing a film about cowboys, and he's been in a lot of Westerns, and it's really the cowboy thing is becoming very, very popular. What is your definition of a cowboy, a real American cowboy?
I think cowboy, really, it's yours to define. Everyone's going to have their own definition of what that means. And we have caught a little bit of hate because we're not in a horse saddle for 8 hours a day, running down cattle, checking fence lines. But to me, cowboy is more of a mindset than what you do. It's waking up each day, knowing that you're working every day with family, you're there for support, and you're just going to give it your all no matter what you're doing. Yes, we're on a farm and ranch. Yes, we do ride horses we're riding horses once or twice a week. We're not in a saddle every single day, but we're struggling to survive. We're not some trust fund company making millions of dollars every single month. And that's what this perception has been, is like, we just are this bankrolled company that we're just making money hand over fist. We struggle to make payroll each and every week, but that doesn't stop us from working hard and giving it our all every single day that we wake up.
Very good. Go ahead, Lefty.
Yeah. Are there any parts about when you're on set that you particularly dislike, and what are some parts that you really do love?
I think really we enjoyed the entire season of shooting. I mean, Jeff Jenkins Productions couldn't have been a better partner to create this show because they just let us be us. They weren't trying to push us to do anything. Like whatever we did, it was completely on our own decision making and what we wanted to do naturally. They would just be there to follow us around. You know, with any show, you're going to have to reshoot like entrances or pulling up into a parking lot or walking through a door. That would be the most annoying aspect of it, but that just comes with the territory of shooting a show. Other than that, I enjoyed every single aspect of it.
Then you really have a lot of the creative control from your experience in reality television before saying, I'm not doing this show unless you do it the way I want it. It sounds like.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, because we didn't want a narrative to be put out there that wasn't authentic or true to who we are. And so being able to control that and understanding that, hey, they're there to tell our story, our real story. That's what we really, really loved. And so you're going to see us hunting, fishing, like doing what we do. Things that other reality shows would never allow, we get to showcase that because that's who we are.
That's great. And you got to be excited about the popularity so far and all those different things. Now, being a cowboy, do you consider yourself a tough guy?
I mean, I would say we live in a very tough industry. It's a tough way to make a living and yeah, fairly tough. I'm not the toughest of them all.
Handle yourself like Roadhouse type, handle yourself. Like if that's a yes or no.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in a bar fight or two, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say I'm making my comeback into the professional wrestling ring, and I will challenge you to a match when I make my comeback in this documentary. So if you're open to get in the ring with me, I'm 6'10", legit 6'10", play the 7-footer. You could be the baby face. We can do it in some town. We should make it happen.
All right, fine. I'm all about it. I'm
all right, pro wrestling matchup. I will have to choke slam you. I don't know your size or whatever, but I could see you work out and we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Right, pretty I better, boy. I better start training.
The giant. You better start training now. Appreciate it. Check out the McBee Dynasty right now on USA Network. And you can catch up on Peacock. Is that correct, sir?
Yep. All 10 episodes are available on Peacock and it airs every Monday night at 11:10 Central on USA Network.
All right. Appreciate it, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.